Now, fitness trackers are increasingly popular, the watch-like devices that measure your steps, your heart rate and the distance you've travelled. Many people love trackers to motivate them to stay fit or get fitter. But now some doctors are warning that you really do need to see these things as fitness devices and not medical ones. Cian McCormack reports.
I'm just out getting some exercise, clearing my head, starting my day.
Alison Dillon is out for an early morning run.
It's the most positive way to kind of set yourself up when you're, I'm stuck on a chair for the rest of the day, to be honest, probably till about six.
She uses a fitness watch.
It's good, it motivates me. I'm not hung up on it, I don't wear it at night or anything, but I definitely use it to track the distances I'm doing, just to keep me motivated.
Martina Murphy and Peter Smith use similar devices.
It tracks my steps, my heart rate, my calories.
It tracks my cardiovascular fitness.
The Irish edition of the Sunday Times reported recently doctors are seeing more people turning up in hospital with concerns about their heart rates. These concerns stem from what they see on their wearable fitness trackers.
I'm not surprised. I've heard of stories, all right, where people have used their, the readings from their Fitbit on their heart rate.
Martina Murphy sees this as something positive.
And it has led them to go to the doctor. And I think that's a good thing.
Dr. Dermot McCaffrey, a consultant cardiologist at the Beacon Hospital in Dublin, has seen at least four people a month presenting with heart rate concerns based on data from their watches or trackers.
These trackers have been out for many years, and the people who are using them might be sort of athletes, but now you're having a relatively sedentary 70-year-old whose children have bought it for them. They're out of condition. They go for a short stroll up a small incline and their heart rate goes up to 180, and they bring that back, and then somebody goes, that's not normal. And even though, yes, they were breathless, that could be normal for them. They might present with those concerns. I'm not worried about the devices, and sometimes they do pick up arrhythmias that were not that were sort of silent and where people were unaware of, and that's useful. But obviously, the more data we get, the more it has to be interpreted with caution.
Dr. Angie Brown, a consultant cardiologist in the Bonds Hospital in Dublin and medical director of the Irish Heart Foundation, says fitness devices are not medical ones.
Well, they're very popular, and they definitely have benefits, as they're very good at incentivizing people and encouraging physical activity, which is really important. But most of these aren't medical devices, and therefore they shouldn't be used as such. I am seeing a similar trend, not certainly as much as Dr. McCaffrey, but we do have email queries, and when patients come to the clinic, they give me their smartwatch data, and they often have concerns about their heart rate. So we need to then investigate if this is a true finding or a false finding.
Professor Niall Moyna, an exercise physiologist at the School of Health and Human Performance at DCU, says we need to understand fitness wearables because they are part of our future.
Wearable technology is ubiquitous. Within a decade, we won't have to put on a watch anymore. We will be automatically monitored just by the shirt that we're actually wearing. One of the things that would concern me is probably the lack of health literacy in the population in general, is that we're going to be getting lots of information, and we could end up with a lot of people who are very, very worried because they may go out and see that their heart rate goes to maybe to 200 beats a minute when they're exercising. But that's a normal response. But to understand that that's a normal response.
And that was exercise physiologist and DCU professor Niall Moyna, ending that report from Cian McCormack.